Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Craig Peacock and Zach Sullivan are on board. Now we're on to the next piece of signing news as Brayhead Clan continue their preparations for the new season. The good news is we've not got one interview in this edition of Clan Radio, but we've got two as we welcome another player back and introduce the first new face on the Clan roster. Let's start with a familiar face, and after a good first season where he got plenty of Elite League minutes and also won some honours with Solway Sharks as part of his two-way deal with the Dumfries side, it is of course Jordan Wessa, and he joins me on the line now. Jordan, thank you for your time. First of all, you're currently preparing for the annual Scotland-England Under-19 game at the conference event in Sheffield. How's the preparations going for that so far?
Yeah, the preparations have been going well. The team's looking good and we're looking forward to the big game against England on Friday. Should be a hard-fought game and hopefully we can lift the Frank Dempster trophy at the end of it.
You did, you had a warm-up game at the weekend there against an SNL select, didn't you?
Yes, we did, yeah, SNL, and with a few Elite League boys there as well from Edinburgh.
So let's return to business. You're back at Brayhead Clan for a second season. How much have you learned as a player in the last 12 months?
Oh, I've loved my first year at Brayhead. A lot from Ryan and all the guys there. They've been a huge support, and they wouldn't be where I am without all them. Just support me throughout the whole year. It's been great. I've learned a lot, and it's really good.
Where do you think your game has improved in particular?
I think just overall, being able to keep up with the speed of these guys and think quicker and maybe react quicker than I normally would has helped me a lot.
Now, I remember asking you when you first joined the club last year about what it would be like going from being a member of the Purple Army to playing in front of them. A year on, what's it like now when you think about it?
Oh, it's been amazing. Just going from the stand. Games every week from when they started to being able to play in front of such a great fan base and all the support they give, it's been amazing. I just couldn't think of a better opportunity to do it in front of the fans in Brayhead.
Now, you got 1 point for the Clan last year. It was an assist in a game against Manchester Storm, and I remember Ryan Finnerty saying he'd never heard an assist get cheered like that. Now, you won some silverware with Solway, of course, but how did that moment rank in your career highlights for last year?
It was great to get the first point, and the fans, it was a really good reception I got, so I'm really thankful for that. But yeah, it was really good to get that first point, and it was such a close game as well, 2-1, so it was all about the win at the end of the day.
Now, you're a year older, so you've got a year's more experience. How do you see next season working out for you?
Just like approach to last year, it's just continue to work hard and progress every day and learn from new guys and just to really push on with my development.
You talk about working with new guys, but possibility of a new coach as well.
Yeah, a new coach coming in. It'll be good to work with someone. Fresh ideas and new coaching styles. Ryan was great last season and teaching me all the fundamentals. It'll be good to just get a bit more of a different point of view from another coach now.
And looking ahead, is more ice time for the Clan a big target for you next year?
Of course, yeah, but the main thing is just to work hard and practice and then just progress and develop and see where that takes me.
Now, you, as I say, you're working with the Scotland Under-19s at the moment. You're preparing for that big game on Friday, but you've got some time off between, obviously, the weekend and the new season. What are you going to be up to in the next few months?
Just keeping myself fit and just getting ready for the new season to begin.
And that was Jordan Wessa, who's back with Brayhead Clan for another season. Let's move on to the new face that will join Jordan in the team next season. It's a player who arrives from Dundee Stars, fresh from a campaign that saw the Stars beat Brayhead to reach the playoff finals weekend. He was part of the team that took part in Nottingham, but sadly came up short against the Cardiff Devils in the semi-final. He's also played in the United States high school system and has represented the Great Britain national team at under-18 and under-20 level, where he won a gold medal. So it's a big welcome to Brayhead Clan for Josh Greaves, who joins me now. Josh, first of all, welcome to the club. How exciting a move is this for you?
Hi, it's a really exciting move for me. Really excited to get going. It's big.
Talk about life at Dundee Stars last year, particularly the final few weeks and into the playoffs. How exciting was it when the end of the season was coming up and you were really going for that playoff spot?
Yeah, you know, I had a great year in Dundee. It was a great But yeah, running up to playoffs, that was a really exciting time for us. Just the whole buzz about the city around the rink, and the whole experience of playoffs and going down the mountain was obviously huge and extra special, it being my first year pro as well, you know.
And of course, that was after you spent some time in America. How do you feel you adapted to life in the Elite League last year?
Big learning curve to start off with, and throughout the whole season. But you know, I think over the course of the year, I adapted well. I adapted over the course of the year.
Now you come to Brayhead Clan as a new face, perhaps a face that not too many people will be familiar with. So, what do you bring to the team? What attributes do you have that can be used at Brayhead Clan?
Probably, I would say my skating and hockey sense are probably my greatest assets as a player. I'm obviously not the biggest unit. I can make up for that pretty well with my hockey sense and sort of determination to not let that hinder me as a player, you know.
And how much did you enjoy playing at Brayhead last year for Dundee?
You can tell the fans are awesome, so it's an exciting move, you know.
Now we've got an All-Scottish Conference next season. What can this do for the rivalries among all the Scottish teams next season, do you think?
I mean, I think their rivalries were already pretty strong between those Scottish teams, but I think it'll obviously, you know, make those rivalries even bigger. Each game's, you know, pretty important. I'm sure it'll be a pretty tight conference, and you know, we'll hopefully come out on top.
Now, as a young British player, how attractive a team are Brayhead to want to sign for, and is that the reason you ultimately came to the team?
Yeah, I mean, when I spoke to Gareth, it was pretty much a no-brainer from the get-go, to be honest. And he spoke about how they're, you know, investing in young Brits, and obviously that's great to hear. So yeah, the whole professional setup and the organisation, you know, comes across as a great setup. So that was obviously really attractive and what sort of drew me in.
And you've got guys perhaps in a similar situation to like yourself, Zach Sullivan, for one, who's been at the club now a few years, Jordan Buessa, another young player as well. These guys can tell you about life at Brayhead, can't they?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the progress those guys have made is obviously something else that sort of interested me in the club, and you know, the fact that they've stuck it, or at least, you know, that's, you know, it shows what the club does for young Brits, and yeah, so.
Now, you've got your move sorted for next season, but you've got a few months before you get together and start working hard for the season ahead. So what are you up to the next 2 or 3 months then?
You know, obviously I've taken a little bit of time off out of the season, but back into it now, you know, Jim, and back on the ice, starting to get ready for. Also, not too far away from Glasgow.
Good stuff. Thank you very much for your time, Josh. Best of luck for the season ahead.
No problem. Thanks.
And that was Josh Greaveson, who completes our double edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. More signing news to come. We should have some news on a coach hopefully soon as well. So stay tuned to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Will you hear all the interviews with the team as the team builds for the 2017-18 season? Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back with another edition very soon. Bye for now.